Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, we're here to help out Alberto.
Hey, hey.
Alex, Audrey, hey. Say hi to Big Al. How are you, pal?
Hi.
Hey, I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good. Now, Alberto, we understand that you have been ghosted by Elizabeth, so why don't you break it down for us? Tell us how you met and what happened, and we'll call her and see if we can get some answers for you, okay?
I mean, we met, like, how everyone meets online these days, right? I mean, like, so we met online on an app, and, you know, we hit it off. We were texting a lot right away. It was really natural. I felt like we had, you know, good chemistry. I didn't want to waste it. I didn't want to, like, keep, like, because a lot of people will text a lot for weeks and weeks, and then they won't do a date, and then they'll just go to the wayside. So, you know, I asked her out, like, right away to go on a date, and I took her to one of my favorite spots. It's kind of like, how would you say, it's a spot for me and the guys. Like, there's kind of like maybe an implied thing that, you know, you really don't bring women, like your girl there, unless it's like a serious thing, right? It's more of like a, I don't know, kind of like a boys club sort of thing, I guess. And we have like a really good relationship with the bartenders, and it's just really a really, really good spot. So, yeah, I mean, like, I usually don't bring girls there unless we vibe really well. But I felt like with, you know, Elizabeth, it was already there. So, you know, I brought her.
Okay. So then what happened?
I mean, I thought we had a great time. All of my buddies showed up like they do. But, you know, I didn't really interact with them because I was so focused on her. We shot some pool, you know, hung out. I felt like the date flowed well. We stayed for a couple of hours, had an amazing time. And at the end of the day, you know, I said, you know, I'd love to see you again. She said, yeah. And then I haven't heard from her.
All right, well, let's just jump straight to it. Let's call Elizabeth and see what she says, okay?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Elizabeth. Brad Booker, Alex Franco, Audrey Allen. We do the morning show, Mix 94.7, and we're calling his friends. We have Alberto on the phone. He's the reason that we're reaching out to you. His segment's called Waiting by the Phone. He told us a lot of really, really nice things about you, but he also said that after your date, he hasn't heard from you. So we're just trying to bring the two of you together, maybe find out what happened, what went wrong, or if there's some miscommunication, work that out. So do you mind telling us? Did you have a good time with him, or was he just not the guy for you?
Well, you know, he and I, we did have a lot of fun, and my hopes were really high until the end of the night, so.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Okay, so tell us what happened at the end of the night. Oh, one more thing I want to mention. I'm sorry if I didn't. Alberto is on the phone, so he's not going to interrupt here. We're going to let you say your piece, and then at the end, if you want to say anything to him, please feel free.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably good for him to know. Well, at the end of the night, I pretty much just made an excuse and I got out of there as quickly as I could after this little moment. And I guess maybe the moment was nothing. It was kind of tiny, but it was just hard for me to handle.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What do you want to tell us?
Yeah, so I went to the restroom, and when I came back, his back was turned to me. And he was talking to the bartender, and I know that his place was, like, his spot, and he frequented a lot, and so I know that he knew the people that worked there. Mm-hmm. And when I was walking back, I heard him talking to the bartender about us, and he was comparing me to other girls that he'd brought there.
That's weird, because he told us he doesn't bring girls there.
Well, I mean, this is what I heard.
Okay.
And honestly, the bartender actually mentioned another girl by name that he knew. And that really kind of shook me because, I don't know. I know that everyone that you date has a history at this point, but it kind of sucked feeling minimalized and compared to other women. I just felt like another girl. Like, it was, oh, another day, another girl that he's, like, bringing to this place. So after that, I just called my Uber and I left because I don't want to be with someone that makes me feel like that.
Yeah,
know?
Certainly understand. Alberto?
Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, I thought you said that you're never bringing women to this bar.
No, what I was saying was I rarely do. Like, what I was trying, and see, this is where I feel like there was a lot of miscommunication, and I get what Elizabeth's saying, and the way she feels is valid, but, like, I feel like there's a little bit of misunderstanding here, because I never bring girls there on the first date, ever. I mean, I've dated other women in the past, but usually I won't bring somebody there, you know, until it's like four or five dates out, or even longer, because I don't want to mess up that spot. Like, I want to make sure that there's no drama in my spot. And, like, you know, that's where I will always be going to drink. So I'll never bring someone there unless I think their vibe's going to be right. And what I was talking to the bartender about was just that. And when I was talking about other girls, I was saying, yeah, I would have never brought Mandy here on date two. And I would have never brought, you know, Rebecca here on date one. I was just trying to tell her how special Elizabeth is.
I would feel awkward about bringing multiple
for
people.
I don't see any problem with this.
Why is it always going to be that spot? Yeah. Why can't you do something special?
Here's the deal. I understand what you're saying, but also think of people like me. You know, I like my bubble.
I was going to say.
I like the same thing. I don't like getting out of that bubble unless I need to. And if I, whether it be a date, whether it be whatever, if I feel comfortable at one place and I feel comfortable with the staff and just I enjoy it, why wouldn't I want to go there and be comfortable on a date?
Because then you're comfortable and she's not when she finds out that this is like your thing, bringing
for
people
real.
There.
But that's
and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, here comes Alex in with another woman.
But wouldn't you want me to be comfortable than like awkward?
Why can't you both be comfortable?
Yeah, why is it all about
yeah,
you,
why
Alex?
Is it all about you?
Damn. Albert, I got your back, bro.
Do you understand what she's saying though, Alberto?
I completely get it. And like, I brought her there on the first date, honestly, in my heart, to show her how uniquely special she is.
She doesn't
because
know
I
that
never
stuff,
do
though.
That.
She doesn't know how that. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Do you understand where he's coming from?
I can't say I fully do, but I guess like the situation wasn't as bad as I had anticipated. I just still feel a little uncomfortable, to be honest.
Bet.
Well, Elizabeth, I get it. And if you give me the chance, I'd love to take you to a new place that's new to both of us.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
What a novel idea.
I like how he's open to all that.
Forgive me. If you can forgive me, Elizabeth, if you forgive me.
Let's do this. New place.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
We'll do it again? Yes.
Yeah, we can do it again.
Yes. All right.
All right.